So we just come into the streets. We come to places like Pinecraft, the Anabaptist Fleshly Country Club. We come into the street to lift up the truth of the gospel and tell people, unless you're seeking Jesus Christ, unless you've lost your life, to find it in Him, you have no hope. The religious church systems are not bringing you the truth of God, neighbor. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the only way, the perfect Lamb of God, the Bible says you must repent. That means come out of the world and your flesh in every false way. Anabaptists, Catholics, Lutherans, Mennonites, Amish, they have not repented. They're following man-made traditions that Jesus said makes you worship God in vain. Mark 7. Faith in the shed blood of Jesus. Repentance. Have you truly been born again? If you're born again, you love God's word and you love God's people. Let's see how many people here in this Anabaptist Country Club community or any other person, Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, wants to come and talk about the things of God. Where's the elders? Where's the men? Are they too busy with shuffleboard and bocce ball? We've preached right down at the park at Pinecraft. Today we're out in front of Pinecraft Ice Cream Shop. They love to ride their bikes and eat ice cream and have sundaes and shakes and go to the beach. But who wants to talk about the Word of God? Who wants to lift up Jesus Christ crucified? Who wants to put down their flesh and walk in holiness and obedience? Who wants to glorify God with all their members? That's a good question, huh, Sister Raman? Who wants to crucify the flesh and no longer live by the passions of the world? Entertainment, vacation, going to the beach, as I said, keeping Sunday religion. Oh, Sunday's coming. We got to go to our Sunday service. Where did God ever ordain Sunday as the Lord's day? Sunday is not the Lord's day. We ask Anabaptists all the time, Jesus was not an Anabaptist, why are you? We've come here many, many, many times and asked people, Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist, why are you? Jesus wasn't Catholic, why are you? Jesus wasn't a Baptist, why are you? Let's see if they call the police on us peaceful street preachers for the fifth or sixth time since we visited. We're on a public sidewalk. It's a loud, noisy street. They use amplifiers at their auctions. I know amplifiers aren't a problem to make mammon. Should not be a problem for lifting up Jesus Christ crucified and the truth of the gospel. How long will it be before they call the police on us once again and the police say, you're perfectly fine, you're legal? I find it so strange. Non-resistant Anabaptists calling the police on peaceful people. Anyone who does that is a wicked, timid coward that will not inherit the kingdom of God. Revelation 21:8. So men can bring their Bibles, and I'll show you why the Anabaptist faith, the Roman Catholic faith, the Baptist faith, the Lutheran faith, I'll show you why it's not of God. How many of the men that come here to vacation in their flesh love the Word of God? How many men can rightly divide the Word of truth? So far we've been here, probably this is our seventh or eighth time, and the Anabaptists do not want to talk about the truth with open Bibles. The Anabaptists love their dead, false, man-made religion. The Anabaptists keep a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Go read the book of 2 Timothy. A form of godliness. Oh, we dress a little different. Oh, we go to church on Sunday. But it's a form of godliness that doesn't overtake your life. When were you born again and completely transformed by the power and the Spirit of God's Word? When were you made a brand new creation? When did your heart and mind be totally transformed by the Spirit of God for the Word of God to obey it and keep it and practice it as fruit that you know him. See, Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist, why are you? He was an Amish. Jesus wasn't a Mennonite. Jesus wasn't a Lutheran. Jesus wasn't any of these things. Why are you practicing man-made traditions and having no fruit of holiness and righteousness? Do you love God's people? We're God's people. Do you love God's people? Men, bring your Bibles. Let's open the scriptures. I've seen over a dozen men walk by, ride by so far, and they just ignore the proclamation of God's word. If I'm wrong, come show me in the scriptures. If God's word is right, why won't you repent and obey it? Simple question. Kind of like the simple question, Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist, why are you? So we'll just stand for the truth. We'll warn people of any man-made flavor, Mennonite, Amish, that you cannot enter the kingdom of God under man-made religion. That you're not going to enter the kingdom of God as you live in your flesh and your false ways. Jesus said in Mark 7, "Howbeit in vain you worship me, teaching the doctrines of men." This is the man-made religion in America. False faith, false traditions, sin and worldliness, carnality. When will you repent and seek the kingdom of God? Sir, can you bring your Bible and show me why Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist, but you might be? Can you show me why you can keep a bunch of false traditions? Can you open your Bible and do that today? So we do this because we love God and we love our neighbor. You can't live and pretend you know Jesus in some religious system as you won't open the scriptures and proclaim God's word. You're lying to yourself. Jesus said, be salt. Jesus said, be light. Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel. Not ride bikes around, soothe your flesh, eat ice cream, go to the beach and play shuffleboard. And keep Sunday dead man-made religion. We got kettle corn back there. We got all kinds of stuff to titillate your flesh, all kinds of fresh food markets. Who's hungry for the living bread? Who's hungry for the living water? Who's hungry for righteousness? You're not exuding righteousness, Anabaptist, as you fly around on your bikes and entertain your flesh. You're not exhibiting meekness and humbleness as you're not submitting yourself to the word of God. You're not showing that you love your neighbor as you keep all the false ways. How about these men? Can you open your Bible and show me why I should be Anabaptist, Baptist, Lutheran, Catholic? We're just asking people to test their lives to the word of God. 1 Thess 5 says, test all things. Have you tested your life to the Holy Scriptures, neighbor? If not, you're in great danger of wrath that's coming. You got to repent and turn from your sin. You got to repent and seek the kingdom of God. You're living a life of carnality and flesh and worldliness. Yeah, that's the Anabaptists. That's the Baptists. That's the Lutherans. Still waiting for any of these men that claim Jesus to bring their Bibles and talk about the word of God today. I can see you love fun and frivolity. I can see you love man-made traditions. The Anabaptists are full of them that void your worship, Mark 7. I can see you love food and pedal bikes and vacation. Who loves the word of God? Get your Bible, sir. Old man like me raises his hand. Why should I be Amish today? Because it's against the traditions that God handed down. Where did man say, where did God say, name yourself after a man, sir? Oh, too busy, the light changed, he's got to go and feed his flesh, he has no time. So by his lips, that old man like me said he loves the word of God. But he said, why not be an Anabaptist? because it's sin and it goes against the traditions of God. Repent, we love you. We're still lifting up the truth. We're still telling people.
We got two videos.
We're holding fast in sound doctrine that saves you. 1 Timothy 4:16. Did you know the Bible says you're saved by sound doctrine? Well, the Anabaptists don't keep sound doctrine. The Anabaptists keep a bunch of man-made traditions. How about this man, another old man like me? Sir, can you bring your Bible and tell me why I should be Amish? When God in nowhere in his word calls us to be Amish. Jesus said, follow me. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. What are you following, Anabaptists? What are you following evangelicals? What are you following, Protestants? What are you following, Roman Catholics? You're following a bunch of dead man-made traditions. Why don't you follow the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Sir, can you open your Bible? If you love God's Word, the fruit is you can open your Bible. Really, if you knew God's Word, why are you Amish or Mennonite? When God says, really, why are you a Christian then, not proclaiming the gospel instead of buzzing around on vacation? Jesus said, go preach the gospel, neighbors. Jesus didn't say, live in your flesh. Did you know Jesus said a tree is known by its fruit? You neighbors have terrible, rotten, ungodly fruit. And it's loving to tell you the truth. Why? 1 Timothy 5:20 says, publicly rebuke those that are in sin, so others may see and fear. Sir, the Anabaptist faith is deceiving you. You're going to lose your soul unless you repent and you seek Christ in spirit and truth. All of these false people that don't know and don't love the Word of God. We're working through the book of Revelation, verse by verse. And Jesus in chapter 2, Jesus is rebuking in chapter 2. He's rebuking the bodies that allow sin. And he's praising the bodies like Ephesus that kept out false doctrine and evil workers. Did you know we're supposed to judge? Did you know the Bible says we're to judge people that claim Christ? Go read Revelation 2. Go read Revelation 3. Go read Matthew 18. Go read 1 Timothy 5. Go read 1 Corinthians 5. Go read 1 Corinthians 11. Go read 2 Thessalonians 3. I could go on. We're supposed to judge those that claim Jesus Christ and judge them to the Word of God. Why? Because unless you repent, you're going to lose your souls, neighbor. We're loving you by telling you the truth. No Anabaptist is going to inherit the kingdom of God. Not one. Not one Roman Catholic will inherit the kingdom of God. Not one. Not one Mormon or Jehovah Witness will inherit the kingdom of God. Who inherits the kingdom of God? Holy, set apart, blood-bought, obedient saints. That's not Mennonites and Anabaptists. I see a bunch of fleshly vacationing people that have to come out of their sin. Over probably 50 men have walked by me, smiled. Not one man will open a Bible. Why is that? Could it be God's word is not on your side, neighbors? Could it be that it's a condemnation to you to study and read the Word of God? Could it be that you'll be on the wrong side of Scripture as you live in your flesh, in your sin, in your man-made traditions, and your false gospel? Jesus did not shed his blood so you could live a cushy life riding around on bikes and golf carts, eating ice cream, going to the beach, playing shuffleboard and bocce ball. Jesus calls for himself a peculiar people. Young people, the Anabaptist faith is deceiving you. You best test to the scriptures and repent. You best turn around. from every false way. You best strip out your false name. Menno Simons would rebuke you. Jacob Ammon would rebuke you for your worldly, unbiblical names. Go read 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm Christ. I'm of Apollos. I'm of Cephas. I'm of Paul. The scriptures are clear. So we just come to these places. We go to the out in the world. We go to other religious places. We go to events. We go out in the street. We just go out in the world and we ask people, how does your faith, your life, test up against the scriptures? We test ourselves. We had to leave the world. We had to leave false man-made religion. We had to leave false gospels. We had to leave our flesh. We had to leave the traditions of men. We had to leave vacationing and following what feels good. We had to leave people that did not want the truth of Jesus, though they claimed his name. What has your faith cost you, Anabaptist, Baptist, Catholic, Lutheran, Mormon, Mennonite? What has your faith cost you? Most of you have a cushy life because you live in the Anabaptist world. Most of you don't have the fruit of being born again. You're born of dead man-made religion. You're born of a false gospel that produces false converts. How will that stand on judgment day? Lest you repent, come out of the world, come out of the false churches. Judgment is coming. Go read 2 Thessalonians 7, 8, and 9. He's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know the gospel and don't obey the gospel and don't know God. That is all your man-made religions. That's all your corrupt church systems like the Anabaptist faith. He's coming to destroy you in flaming fire. But there's hope for you if you'll repent. There's hope for you if you'll turn from your sin. There's hope if you'll forsake your false ways, neighbor. But if you're going to cling to your false ways, you have no hope of eternal life to come. If you're going to cling to the Anabaptist faith, what will become of you on judgment day? It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. The living God is going to judge with fire. There'll be no pardon for your false ways. Your lukewarmness is going to cost you your soul, Anabaptists. Your false traditions will bring judgment and wrath. Your hypocrisy, far from the Word of God, clinging to man-made traditions, make you a stench in the nostrils of a holy God. Go read the book of Isaiah. Get filthy rags right. It doesn't mean you can never be righteous. It means while you are trying to be religious and you're worldly, carnal, and fleshly, yeah, all your righteousness is as filthy rags. Yeah, that's a menstrual pad if you didn't know that. That's what that is. Your righteousness is like a menstrual pad to a holy God as you live religious and also live worldly, man-made traditions and mockery. So test yourself to that. If you're truly born of God, you're following the Word and the Spirit. The churches in America are not doing that, neighbor. The churches in America are following a bunch of corruption and sin. What are you living for? What are you following? What are you seeking? The Anabaptist faith is deceiving you, ma'am. You got to repent and be born of God and follow Him in spirit and truth. So we just love our neighbor. There's hope for you if you'll turn and repent. This is pretty awesome here today. We're on a busy street. You saw in the videos if you watched it. So a lot of secular, worldly people coming by. Probably a lot of Baptists, Catholics, Lutherans. So we got both signs covered. Jesus would rebuke Anabaptists. Satan runs the world in church. Sister Amin also has churches are truth. Jesus is truth. Churches are lie. Jesus was an Anabaptist. Why are you? We're trying to cover all the bases out here. As another man flies by in his straw hat, but he won't open the Word of God. A lot of straw hats, a lot of man-made traditions, but no Word of God. It's interesting when Jesus said, we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. Yet what do all these Anabaptists and all these religious people live by? Traditions of men, flesh, I think, I feel, I believe. None of that's going to stand on judgment day, neighbor. You best repent and turn. You best cleanse yourself in the blood of the Lamb, the glorious Savior, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. But what's going to become of you as you're dead in your man-made traditions, sir? What will become of you on Judgment Day as you're dead in your man-made Amish traditions, Mennonite traditions? What will become of you? God's going to say, away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. Did you know you're living in sin? You're living in sin, sir. Did you know that? And ma'am, as you keep man-made traditions, we're testing the Anabaptist faith. We do test ourselves. Come show me what I have wrong, sir. An old man like me told me I need to test myself. Bring the Bible. We've been asking. I mean, 100 men have driven by me today in the first hour on their pedal bikes out vacationing. Now one man's brought a Bible verse to show me what I have wrong. So we shall wait. It's not surprising. This is what we see at all man-made religious places, not just the Anabaptists. What is surprising, we'll end the first audio with this. How long have we been out here, Sister Amin? Half an hour? Yeah. And the police haven't shown up yet. They haven't called the police on us yet. Maybe they're learning that the police know who we are. The police thank us for being peaceful. And the police say, let them be us, because we're not breaking any laws. Looking for a sheep today that will hear the word of God and repent for the love of God and to his glory.